Who cares? This is Carson's Court, reporting live in Virginia Beach, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, the podcast app, on a Monday in Virginia Beach. This is the Carson's Court Show. Let me start out with saying this. You know, I was watching the games, the last couple games, and you know, I'm going to say there are some coaches out there who I'm not sure the job security is there. So I'm going to give you three big characteristics of coaches or teams that might be in jeopardy of firing their coach. So here's the first thing. Number one, they have a worse record than what they are. Here's a couple examples. I'm not saying these coaches are in jeopardy. Cincinnati Bengals, Denver Broncos, Pittsburgh Steelers. Those three in particular. Dallas Cowboys. Those four in particular are what I'm talking about here. I'm not saying the Steelers are going to fire Tomlin. I don't think they are. I really, really don't. I'm not saying Dallas is going to fire. I really don't. The last team that came to my mind when I thought of this was the LA Rams. And I don't think Sean McVay's in jeopardy yet. I'm not saying he won't be by the end of the year. But those are what I'm talking about. So the first one is you're not as good as you're better than your record. Number two is, you know, you're making bad play calls. You're going for it on fourth and five. You're going for it on fourth and six, and they come back and they haunt you. We've seen these happen before. I can't think of any teams off the top of my head that are doing this. I'm just saying that's number two. And lastly, number three would be, you know, team coaches that, you know, they're just not, they're a big surprise. And, you know, you look at them and you say, okay, well, you know, LA Rams, there's number two, Dallas Cowboys. I mean, Dallas should be much better right now. And no, those are really the only two. I'm just saying those two, you know, I'm not saying Sean McVay's in trouble. I'm not saying the Cowboys coach is in trouble. I'm just saying those are the characteristics that I look for when I say this coach is in trouble and this coach is in jeopardy. All right, well, let's switch to this. Big news. You know, I've been talking about this Colin Kaepernick thing. You know, this workout that's going on in the NFL, and I was saying, well, you know, Atlanta went, I'm pretty sure New England went. I mean, those two teams, if you look at them, they're just looking at them, and they have veteran quarterbacks, but look at the younger teams, Houston, Baltimore, the Rams. More on this coming up. Welcome back to the Carson's Court Show. So we're just talking about how, you know, people aren't happy with Kaepernick. I understand that, but at the same time, you gotta see how, you know, how New England feels about this. You gotta understand why Atlanta came. I mean, they have a veteran quarterback who's about to retire. They have a Patriots have a veteran quarterback who has no idea what he's doing, I don't think. You know, I mean, I don't know if he's retiring. I don't know if he's playing for another team. Doubtful that he's staying in New England. All right, well, let's switch to this. I got NHL coming up, the dangerous team. Stay tuned for that. But first, let me talk about the Steeler game. That's also coming up next, so you don't want to miss the Steeler game coming up in just a minute. I'm going to discuss what the NFL... But let me just say this. You know, for all those people out there who say, well, the NFL needs to kick Marlon Garrett out of the game, you know, but I constantly was saying they're not going to do that. They're not going to do that. They should, maybe, but they're not going to do that. Why? Why? Well, if they haven't kicked Perfect out, who's intentionally hitting players, they're certainly not going to kick him out, who really haven't had major problems up till now. Look at all what Perfect did toward somebody's ACL. Toward somebody's ACL twice. Gave a couple people a concussion. I mean, he's making intentionally hits, and the NFL is not kicking him out. Why, of all of a sudden, do you think that? And I've watched sports, you know, for 12 years now, a little longer. Maybe more like 10 years. But I've never seen anything like that. Not using something as a weapon to hit somebody. We're going to get deeper in this coming up next. But it's, if they didn't kick Perfect out, why do you think they're going to kick Marvin Garrett out? I mean, he's not hitting players intentionally. All right, well, coming up, let's switch into this again. That's coming up next. I wanna talk about the NBA real quick, and you know the Lakers are off. Kawhi Leonard doesn't play. Doesn't play, and they lose to the Rockets. Man, and here, I'm going to say this to all the people who say, oh, well, you know, he's just, he can sit. Look, number one, imagine if you went to an all-star game and half the all-stars said, you know what, I'm going to miss out. I'm going to take the game off. How disappointing. Last year, you go to Golden State versus Houston. Kevin Durant or Stephon Curry or James Harden or Klay Thompson or CP3. This is last year. They all played for these two teams. Just says, I'm going to take the night off. I'm going to take the night off. Think how disappointing that is. You travel, some people, 7, 8, 9 hours. Some people, you know, only get to one game every 3 years. And you picked this game to see these superstars play, and they just said, I'm just gonna take the night off. I'm not gonna play them. I'm sorry to my people, to my fans who traveled 8 to 9 to 10 hours to come see me. I'm sorry to my fans who only get to games 2 or 3 times a year. One time every 3 or 4 years. I'm sorry, but I'm just going to take the night off. I'm just going to take the night off. How disappointing. All right. Well, we do not know anything from Colin Kaepernick yet. If we see anything, we'll surely pause and take a break and go into that. But coming up on Carson's Court, still a game. I want to talk definitely more about that. Will Cleveland make a comeback? Are they a potential wild card? Who I think the potential wild cards are in the NFL, plus the NHL's most dangerous teams, somewhat dangerous, okay, but probably not going anywhere, and definitely not going anywhere. Come up on Carson's Court. Stay tuned. All for that and more on the Carson's Court Show. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Carson's Court Show. Here we go. Let me start off with talking about the Steelers and Browns game on this podcast. You know, for those who didn't see it or for those who didn't hear about it, Marvin Garrett from the Cleveland Browns is pretty much penalized, pretty much sitting out indefinitely. He first, with like 10 seconds left, Pittsburgh was going to lose anyhow, pretty much yanked Mason Rudolph's helmet off, and then eventually, after a little track meet, hit him with the helmet. Hit him with the helmet. And he's serving the rest of the season, and my guess would be more of a suspension. I wouldn't be surprised if it goes in to possibly next year. He's appealing. He wants to get it to be lower. Keep in mind, this is a suspension indefinitely. They're not going to give him. Just a little tip. They're not going to give it off. The NFL won't give it off. And Marquise Pouncey, the Steelers, from the Pittsburgh Steelers, he actually started punching Margaret Garrett after the helmet incident. He's going to be partly serving a 2-game suspension. And, you know, there's a big debate going on, at least somewhat of a debate going on, saying, well, he's just sticking up for his quarterback. He doesn't need a suspension. Well, and then the other side is, well, you know, he's still trying to intentionally injure a human being, you know, a player. The NFL can't have that. And for me, I'm in the middle. This is the first time that I really aren't picking a side. I mean, if you look at it, I can see both sides. Yes, you know, he was sticking up for his quarterback, but he's also could have really done something to Marvin Garrett. And yes, you know, now people are going to say, well, Marvin Garrett, he did something to Mason Rudolph. He could have barely. Okay. I understand that. But, you know, Pouncey could have really, I mean, if I was the NFL, maybe I wouldn't go 3, maybe I would go 2 with a pretty heavy fine, or 1 with a very heavy fine. 3 just seems a lot. But I think the NFL needs to do something. I think they need to do something. We look at the NFL's highest fight. We'll talk more about this coming up. Stay tuned. Welcome back to the Carson's Court Show. Let me start off with the last podcast by saying this. All right, real quick. Look at the fight rankings in the leagues. NFL, NHL, very close 1 and 2, and a distance 3 and 4 is the NBA and the MLB. And it's a significant distance. Very, very close. Those two. And I guess, really, the NBA is close to the MLB, and the NFL is close to the NHL. But there was also another player they got in that, Larry. Didn't see much. But all right, let's switch to this real quick. Top NHL teams, you know, we're going to do this. Very dangerous, somewhat dangerous. Okay, and not going anywhere. Real quick for the NHL. Teams that are very, very dangerous in the NFL. The Washington Capitals. The New York Islanders. The Hurricanes, I would put in the very dangerous. Boston. Montreal, Florida. The Penguins, the Flyers, the St. Louis Blues, the Colorado Avalanches, Wyoming. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Not Wyoming, excuse me. Winnipeg. The Winnipeg Jets. Edelman is there. And that is it for my very dangerous category. Somewhat dangerous. What I'm going to say is going to be the Buffalo. Buffalo, somewhat dangerous. Let's see who else here. Arizona. That's it. That's it. The okay category. This is going to have a lot. Let's see here. The Vancouver Canucks. All right, maybe I'm wrong. let's just add in Calvary, and that is it. So now this is what's going to have a lot, is the not party, not going anywhere category. For there you got Toronto, Tampa Bay, New York. Tampa Bay I'm going to actually put in the okay category. I think they're going to turn their season around. But the Blue Jackets, excuse me. Ottawa, Detroit, Chicago, Ducks, Nashville, Sharks, Kings, and Minnesota. There's your NHL. Somewhat very good, you know. Somewhat dangerous. Very dangerous, okay, and I'm probably not going anywhere. We're going to do the MLB tomorrow, so you want to stay tuned for that, as the MLB is tomorrow. Well, thanks for listening to the Carson Squad. Thank you very much. This is the Carson Squad Show. Coming up tomorrow, we got MLB. Here it is. Trevor Lawrence. How good is he? All coming up and much more tomorrow. We'll be right. Let's talk tomorrow. Have a great day.